is it going, folks? What? Look, we got some new content for your ass today.
There we go. Right. Yeah, I forgot. Fucking hell.
I'm forgetting all of it. I can't take this home podcasting anymore.
Yeah.
It's driving me mad. Listen.
At least you knew what I was when I was putting my hands up.
You know what it was? I had a different screen up and I couldn't see, and then I cut back to you and I see you cupping the ass shape. Use the ass thing. I was like, what do I say?
So welcome to
after that great intro.
To your bi-weekly bonus episode. Ooh, this week we are talking about drugs.
Doom 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 doom.
Hold on, I can get it.
Yes, you might even say our somewhat psychedelic adventures of Terry and Andy.
Yeah. So this is basically inspired by Have a Good Trip, that little slight documentary on Netflix, and I was like, it'd be good if we just waffled on about all the times we altered our brains. So I don't know if you have anything you want to particularly start with.
There was one thing there's a few things. I mean, obviously, me and you have been to Amsterdam maybe half a dozen times. Maybe. Yeah,
five or six, I think. And I've been in total, I'd say, 7 or 8 times.
Yeah, I went with Kerry twice and then with you, whatever, 4 or 5 times. So, similar.
Like, yeah.
And the thing is, I'm not particularly fond of the city. Like, I mean, I do like it aesthetically, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not mad pleasant walking around. Maybe it's just because
when you're that high, though. It's not like. But like the last time we went, where it was like lovely.
Yeah.
And like I for one wasn't really that high.
Yeah.
I just really enjoyed like strolling around.
Yeah.
Like, and just kind of, it was because it was such good weather. We're never really there in the summer. Yeah. We're normally there like spring.
The last one
was
the most mature one.
Yeah, but it was also the worst place we stayed.
I just remember you got there before me, and I and you were like, oh, in the beer garden at this restaurant or this pub. So I went there and you were sitting there and we were chatting for a few minutes. I was like, oh, how was the flight? Oh, grand. And then I was like, so what's the place like? And then you and Brian just looked at each other and I was like, oh, no, what is it? It can't have been legal accommodation. It was a box, and the window opened an inch. There was one window in the whole place, and it was tiny, like a bathroom window, and it opened an inch.
It was so depressing.
In some industrial estate.
Yeah, like, but that is one, I learned a lesson there in that it was the time we had looked to go, which was like June or something like that. And it was the time that I tried to book it like a month out, and it was just like nowhere. You know, whereas say the previous times we had gone, it always had been like off peak season, and
like
we
had
booked
October
it well in advance.
Yeah.
Like the first time we went to Amsterdam was March, I think.
Right. Yeah.
It would have been March, like, and
we almost didn't make it, as I recall.
Oh God! Yeah,
we were there, all excited, going to Amsterdam for the first time. I'd never been, you'd never been. I don't think any of us had been.
No, we hadn't.
None of us could even roll. Like Brian was the only one who could roll.
I smoked my first joint. Like, say we went on the Tuesday. I think I smoked my first joint on the Friday. Yeah. Like, you know,
you
something
had just,
like that.
Just exclusively done yogurts before that.
Oh
point.
My.
We got to the airport. It was like, hand over tickets. Like, oh, this is for yesterday.
No, it was like the week before or something like that.
It was something mental, and we were like, oh my God. So anyway,
fairness to Brian, who had booked the tickets for us.
Yeah.
He paid the difference.
Yeah,
he's a good sport. But we were just like, oh fuck. But then we got there, like, and I remember like. We brought hash with us for some reason.
Brian did. I remember that. Like the worst like quality.
We brought like soap
bar.
With us. Yeah.
I remember like at the time, because everyone was like, we were sort of really taken by how nice everyone was in these like coffee shops and like, oh, do you want this? Yeah. We're not going to finish it. Or, hey, do you want some of this and all this sort of stuff?
By the end of the trip, definitely. Yeah. Like,
and we met those guys in that last coffee shop we went to before the airport, and they were like, hey, you want to try some of this? And Brian's like, oh, here, you want to try some of this? we just came up with this scenario of them being like get him. It was so bad.
He gave it to them to keep as well. Like,
hey, that was real nice of those Irish guys, huh? Hey, man, roll that up. What the shit is this?
It's a Band-Aid, isn't it? But I remember the first place, and we've kind of gone back to it every time we've been there. The first...
The rookies.
And it was weird because we were like... Obviously didn't have a clue where we were going. We got there late at night.
Yeah.
And we were like trying to find somewhere. Yeah, we're trying to find somewhere before they closed.
We were literally looking in the windows of normal restaurants. Yeah. Like, could I sell it here? Just mad fancy establishments. Just four guys looking in the window, trying to see anyone with a joint in their hand. And then as soon as we walked into this place,
we had the book. We had the... Brian had the guide.
Oh, right.
And it was like, if it said... no hard drugs.
Yeah, there was a sign or something. Yeah.
Yeah, if it said no hard drugs, that meant it was like a coffee shop. Yeah. And then we went in there and we bought four pre-rolled joints. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, like, if you've never been to Amsterdam or anything like that, or like if you smoke weed where you're in their locale, pre-rolled joint is probably the strongest, or like one of the fucking strongest joints.
It's the strongest thing I'd smoked up until that point.
Yeah. But even still, like, you know, if you buy a pre-roll joint, it fucking, I found, knocks the shit out of you.
I think they're almost, well, they're definitely for passing around a group of four. And
not one each.
One each, my good man. We were so naive. Like, we were like, can we just go up and take the papers that are up there? And, you know? Yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to, or you're only supposed to take one, or they look at you if you take. And I was still... when I was going up and ordering, because you're just so used to hiding it, or, you know, like whatever, and it's so open there that you go up and it's like, can I get 2 grams of the purple kush, please? I'm expecting them the whole time. Like, I remember it was you saying, like,
yo, what?
They're not going to look, they just look up from the desk and like, what did you say? two grams of the purple kush. It's like, get the hell out of here.
Man, that was funny back then, huh?
I tell you what, that might have been around the time of your infamous Di Canio joke as well, that I still chuckle at to myself all the time.
I'm sure
I've told on the podcast, but I laugh every time I think about it. I laugh out loud of Di Canio when he scored that like scissors kick or jumping kick for West Ham, and then everyone's cheering and he's waving his finger, making the expression like no, and just Terry just cheering that I shouldn't have done
I'm
so audacious.
By Mark Vivian Foet, Sinclair's cross over Cunningham. Di Canio! I do not believe that. That is sensational. Even by his standards.
But anyway. But the amount of things that we sort of come up with that first trip, like...
we had a notepad. We were recording everything we were saying.
Because
it was just this different vibe of like the first time you're like actually smoking really high quality stuff, as opposed to smoking soap or doing a yogurt of soap.
It was
so different. Like, think of it this way:
it was light.
Like, the first, but like also it hit like the first night we were there.
Yeah,
it hit us so hard. That, like, we were like, oh, we left the rookie. I was like, I couldn't get off the stool. I was like, if I get off this stool, my legs aren't going to work. And I'm just going to crash through this table.
The only thing that was going through my head the whole time was just like, don't bump into something. Don't make a scene. Don't, even though I'm higher than you've ever been. Like.
We went to the Burger King then.
I tell you what, is there anything better than a Burger King in Amsterdam?
Oh. But like,
some sense of,
I do you not remember like Brian coming up the stairs holding his tray,
pumping sweat, and
dripping sweat onto his chips.
Oh my god, it was so hard.
And I will say, Brian, you're one of our patrons, so look, we're going to be telling a lot of stories.
You're going to be involved in a lot of this episode, yeah. Brian. But it was just a mad place. Like, it was one of those, like, I couldn't get over how, like, just, like, not only how like, free and open everything was, you know, with, like, in regards to all that, but just everyone was just so nice. It just really gives you, like, a... You know what I mean?
It looked like anywhere, though. Like, remember the guy that, like, pointed a gun?
This was literally...
It wasn't a gun. It was his finger.
It was our first time. We put our bags down. First time in Amsterdam. We're like, all right, we'll go and try and find a coffee shop. Ended up finding restaurants. But we were walking around, and, like, literally the first corner we turn, some guy just puts his finger up to Brian's head like it's a gun. And Brian ducks, like, oh, shit. We're like, it was a real welcome to Amsterdam moment.
Well, he didn't even break stride. He just kept walking.
Oh, did he? I thought he ducked. Yeah. Oh, that's mad.
No. He's just, no, like, your man just, like, he kept walking. Like, the guy who stuck the gun up. Like, Brian ducked, but, like, he just kept walking. Like, just doing that to entertain himself. Like, not even, like, judging a, like, reaction. Just kept going.
The thing is, like, when I went with Kerry once, we were in Amsterdam for 4 days, and then we went up to Texel, which is an island up the north of the Netherlands for 4 days. And that was so nice in comparison to, like this was, like, literally just the tiniest little town on a tiny island. But it was gorgeous, like, and, like, we sort of just got what we needed in Amsterdam and went up. And it's just mad the difference between, like, there's something about, like, I never really liked Amsterdam at night. You know what I mean? I remember the first time Richie wanted to go clubbing, and I didn't know him well enough. He's like, "We go clubbing, lads." No, this. And I was thinking, "Please, can we not go clubbing?" Yeah. There is nowhere I would want to be less than a club right now. And then eventually, you just end up staying. I just remember you going to Rich clubbing. What were you thinking, Rich? And I was like, "Thank God, someone said it."
But we did go to a couple of, like, late bars or whatever, like, because, like, I remember at the time that, like, put your hands up for a Dirk Kuyt.
Oh, yeah.
song, you know, like, put your hands up for Detroit. And you're like, put your
Brian,
hands up for
a
Dirk Kuyt.
Brian, as I recall, was always requesting Pussycat Dolls buttons. Every DJ. Do you have Pussycat Dolls buttons? Like, stop asking for this song.
We ended up in a club downstairs at one point, remember? And we were, like, coming up with a sketch of... I don't know if it was, like, you, something to do with the, we were, like, saying, it was, like, the professor. Where is the professor?
Oh, it was...
He needs the codes.
I thought it was just, I thought that originated in your gaff, actually, because I remember...
Was it?
It was, actually, Amsterdam, and we did record, I forgot, oh my God, it's all coming back to me, but you had your face down, like, into the table, and then you just looked up after, like, 10 minutes, like, who are you? Like, what year is this? Where's the professor? He needs the codes.
We came up with the infamous Garbage Patrol best sketch we ever made.
Best playlist on Spotify. I don't know what it was. We heard some noise, like, rah, rah.
We were walking home, and we got lost, the four of us, and Richie was like, there's a girl on a bike, and he was, like, trying to, like, because she was a female.
Oh, yeah.
Was, like, trying to chat to her and chat her up, where we were like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, let's go, where are we, we're going to go home. He wasn't even asking for directions, he was just chatting. And then it was like a garbage truck drove by, but it had some, like, weird siren.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's Garbage Patrol.
It's the concept of, like, the bit where the bin men pour the rubbish on the citizens as they pass by. Oh, no. Garbage Patrol. Like,
it was, if you're not off the street by, like, 3 a.m,
Garbage
it's
Patrol.
Like, the Purge. It's like the Purge. Like, it's like, my son is out there.
But you know what is what's mad? Like, I find it every time we went to Amsterdam that, like, the first day is by a mile the best day.
Do you think so? Yeah?
I think so, because, well, for me anyway, like, from the next day on, I'm like, my brain
too baked.
My brain is fuzzy. You know what I mean? Like,
it's that first joint.
It's
or whatever,
the same if
you
like,
know
it,
that.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, if you hadn't had that,
you're so giddy.
Yeah,
you're so giddy. Like. And I guess, like, the first time we did mushrooms was our first trip there, and they were, like, proper, like, fucking stem, mushrooms. Yeah. And it was like, we didn't know how to eat them properly. We were trying to put them between Pringles, eat them, which was fucking horrible. Like, and then we kind of came up with the idea of like just breaking them off and taking them like, you know, a fucking paracetamol, like with a bit of water, whatever like that. But like,
are you chewing them? I'm not chewing them. No, I'm just swallowing them.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and I remember, I think that was when Richie was like wanting to go clubbing, and it was like, no, not at all. But I remember like that trip. Say one of the mornings we woke up, and you would put like on your Zen speaker or whatever, Magical Mystery Tour. I think so. Like, I woke up listening to like Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
Like, we listened, I think we were on mushrooms, we listened to, like, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
We listened to, like, Sigur Rós, like, all these, like, stuff where you're just, like, you're having this, like, just lovely trip.
Well, see,
like, we lay there in darkness.
That's what I, if I'd have my dream trip, a lot of it, I think, would just be in...
When you say trip, do you mean drug trip?
I mean, like, mushroom trip.
Yeah, okay.
That, like, I think... I love that, just lying down or, like, doing... Like, not doing much at all. Like, I couldn't go outside or anything like that. So the thought of, like, you know, like... I remember, like, when I did them with Kerry when we went for my 21st. I know. And, like... We did the next ones up, because I was like, oh, I already did the Mexican ones with Terry. So then the next one up was the Thai, I think. And Kerry felt like she had to get out of the room. I was like, oh, bollocks. And so we're sitting at like a beer garden, and I was like, oh, okay. And Kerry's like, can you get me some smokes? And I was like, I'll never find my way back if I go and get smokes now. And I literally got up, I walked like 10 steps. And then just came back because I can't do it. And she's like, there's a man over there who's pretending to be a turkey. And I was like, come on. And then I just hear, like, in the background. And I look over and he's doing the whole neck thing and everything. And I was like, and it's a classic case of, like, I was like, right, let's go back to the hotel. But it's a classic case of so many things happen when...
If you weren't high,
How many times do you say that? Like when you've had a smoke or anything like that. But
if I wasn't high, this would never have happened. Right now.
But I remember we went back to the hotel room, and like it was such a. We were sitting on the bed, and it was like there was no way we were moving off the bed. You know what I mean? I remember saying to Kerry at one point, like, "I'm getting off the bed now." And she's like, "Oh my god!" Like, that was a big deal. But for ages, we couldn't tell what was real. And I said, "I know." I was like, "I call Terry. Like, Terry's real." And I was trying to. I couldn't work my phone. It was upside down. I kept flipping it around. Like, which way is? How do you work this? And I was saying to Terry, "It's like, right. If I can just speak to Terry, I should have done it. Actually, like, I would love to have done it." I was like, "I would have just been like, Terry, exactly."
You gotta help me.
Like, you're real, right? Everything's okay where you are, right? Like, yeah, okay, great. So,
sure.
That's what I figured it would be. What? Who is this? But when we did them, like...
When there was 8 of us in a room, that was my worst.
Yeah.
Well, not my worst trip, but that was... It was my worst trip in Amsterdam. Yes. The worst trip I had was in my house, me and you, watching Stop Making Sense. And that was... I definitely did... too many because I thought they weren't as strong as they were, and they were definitely stronger. Yeah,
plus there's something a bit like different it's when it's in your own gaff as well, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I was just even thinking about it now, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
like,
you know. For whatever reason that time, like, I just remember personally just being like, for some reason I was trying to pretend the whole time like I wasn't on them, that everything was normal. I don't know why, like, instead of just being like, I'm my head's gone like a mile a minute, like, instead of just embracing it, it would have been so much better.
I kept saying like, oh, it's just the drugs, it's just the drugs, you know, you're just on drugs. But even saying that, like, was like, like, what if I don't come off drugs, or, you know, whatever. Like, was that like, I definitely have like kind of built up more of an anxiety to smoking since then.
Sort of, there was a definitive point that time we did it, I remember, like, after.
To be honest, I'd love to go back to, like, maybe not even Amsterdam, but just go back to, like, Holland, like, on a trip, just for, you know, whatever, like, 3 or 4 days again. But I probably wouldn't smoke as much, because I just don't want to be smoking.
Yeah.
But even just getting like edibles or something like that, exactly. Just kind of just enjoying my high, like, you know.
The thing I find a bit like, but edibles, but like mushrooms as well, is that like,
I'd probably do mushrooms again. I'd probably do Mexican. I think I would.
But the thing is, like, I wouldn't watch TV on mushrooms again, because I think that's kind of, I remember the last time we were watching that Rise and Fall of ECW, like I was saying, and I was just, whatever the music was in the background was my emotion. So if the ECW were tanking and there was mad slow piano music, I'd be like, oh, I'm so sad. And then when they'd be like, oh, it's all kicking back off again, I'm like, yay. And like, I'm not even paying attention to the story.
I think
music is the key for me.
I think music, but I also, like, I think of when we did mushrooms or truffles and we listened to Brian Wilson, and like, I remember, like, after the first song, and it was into the, it goes into the second song, so it goes into from Heroes and Villains into
Plymouth Rock,
and I remember saying to you, like, how long has this been on? Like, I thought it was like the end of the album, that it kind of, like the Beatles, it had like come back around, and you're like, this is only the second song. I was like, whoa. And like, then we lit and we just kind of lay there, like Joey, our friend Joey, had fallen asleep.
He slept through the whole thing.
And but like, so we listened to Smile and it was fucking dead. The only bit I didn't like was Miss O'Leary's Toe. But like, then we listened to the Curb Your Enthusiasm soundtrack.
Fucking deadly.
It was just like, oh, that was the best thing to listen to, because I'm always saying to people, when you listen to that soundtrack, you're like, okay, what's going on here? What is this? You know, what is this? What's happening in this?
There
song?
Was, so like, and a lot of it was very like, like Nazi Germany, like we were
one of them. One of them.
There was one
that,
I remember. That I was such a vivid March. Because we were in Holland as well. I was like, I feel like I'm in 1940. Like,
no, there was like Baba Da Bassa is the you know Baba Da Baba Da Baba Da 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 Da. Or then there's the other one that I'm like, what were you doing here? It's like you're walking through a supermarket pushing your trolley.
But you know what?
But when we came out of it then, and then we watched, like, you're still on mushrooms, and then we watched like a movie later on when you know, you're kind of in that, like,
I tell you what, almost better than the mushrooms is right when you come,
you're coming,
when you, like when you're coming down and everything's just rosy, you know what I mean?
And like, we watched like Loaded Weapon 1, and you're so giddy. And I was like, I remember like you were on your phone, and I was like, Andy, you're like, what? And you're like texting her, you're like, just look at the screen. You're like, what? I'm like, look at the screen. And you just look up.
Who is it?
Wilderness Girls.
It's like him, his face in the peephole type of thing.
Fill
like,
the screen.
big cheesy grin.
But you know what? So like I found with like, because I've had like yourself, like good and bad ones and stuff like that. But there's been a few ones that like, I don't even know if I'll be able to describe sort of what it is. But once when I did the McCary, and once when we were staying at that abandoned hotel or whatever, or the abandoned hospital or whatever it was.
No, it was a renovated. It used to be a hospital. Converted abandoned into apartments.
Hospital. Renovated hospital. Yeah. But like, there was a few times where like you're sort of, You or at least I did, like I really sort of go into my own head and sort of, and whatever it is, I can't really put my finger on it, but it's like, just there was a few times where I'd come to a sort of a, had like an epiphany, like, oh, this is it, or this is what that's about, or you know, whatever it is. And I remember there was one time when you and Brian, we were playing Scrabble on mushrooms, my score dramatically reduced on the day we played on mushrooms compared to the day before. But I remember I was getting mad, like paranoid every time I make eye contact with someone. I'm like, oh, am I staring, or you know, all this sort of stuff. And for whatever reason, like, some, like me myself in my head just popped into my head and like pulled up a curtain and like, are you feeling anxious right now? Like, and I was like, yeah, a little bit. And then the me in my head was like, he's feeling like laughing, like how ridiculous it was. And then I was like, yeah, I suppose it is kind of ridiculous. You know, this just this sort of like, but it was a nice moment. And I think just knowing that
your mind, like it is like, it's not like, it's like cracked open. I think on like,
you could probably get it with like meditation.
Yeah, definitely. You know? But like, in, like say the Mexican ones, they're like, because they're not super strong or anything like that, like there's a lovely balance there, and you can have those things, those kind of moments. Whereas when we did the ones, the Hawaiian ones, because like we'd done the Mexican before, I think you had already done the Hawaiian, and you were like the only one doing Mexican.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, I was like losing it, like in terms of, like it was really happy, and then it was like, I couldn't roll a joint, and everybody was like giving out to me for rolling joint, not rolling the joint.
I don't want to roll them. I don't want to smoke them. Just don't give them to me.
Yeah, and then it was like, alone. I was in the corner, like just staying away from everybody.
But you still kind of like, seemed like you kept your wits. Like that's the thing I've noticed about you. Like when you're drunk or when you're high or whatever, like you're still, like you don't go brain dead like I'll sometimes do. You know what I mean? Like you could still function. You could have a conversation. You could order food. You could, you know what I mean? You could still think of things to talk about and not just be like, like my head would be. You know what I mean? I was always impressed by that.
I always remember on that one where it was like your face had gone orange and your lips had gone purple. So like you were like a cartoon character. I was like, and I was saying to you, I was like, man, everything's so orange. And you were like, you were grand, essentially, because you were like, I'm going to take half now and then half later on. And then you just kind of turn around and you're like, okay. And like just start talking to somebody else. And I remember thinking like, oh no, like Campbell was the one I could trust.
You cool, man?
My cow.
Okay.
But it was like you say, that later on that evening when there was 8 of us in a room for 4.
I know, it was like, mental. Like,
it would never have worked. And when the other 4 people went down to their room, then I was like,
literally was like, the door closed and you popped up. I'm back from baby. The dead.
Like, I was like rolling the joints. I was like, we're putting on some music, you know, like all this. Like, and even we had, there was a mouse in our room, if you remember.
I do, of course. And there was 2, like, actually, wasn't there?
There was 1 down in their room, because we were down in their room the next night.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, like, yeah.
So it was,
this was after we had done the mushrooms and we'd smoked a load of joints after that, and we were just lying there in separate bunks.
We had left, we were all on bunk beds, and we had left the bathroom door open. So it was just like this
slit
like,
of light.
And we were listening to Can We Still Be Friends by Todd Rundgren, and it was like that bit where it's like, la la la.
Oh, it was brilliant.
And then the mouse just like stepped into the light.
The mouse like, just like sniffing around like the ground. And the two of us just like, I think it was you, where you're like, you've seen this? I was like, yep.
Just think of the times when I was younger, like, and what we did, like we went, like, so say the second time we went, it was like me, Rich and Joey, my friends, after the first, and then I think we went the next time, was that time there where there was 8 of us, and then the time after that a bunch of us stayed in this place, Hotel Plant, and again on all those times, like, there was some element, maybe not when there was the 8 of us together, but there was some element of, we're going to a club or a late bar, or we're going to go to the red light district to have a look around and see what the story, you know, like, oh, it's part of being in Amsterdam or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, being, when we stayed in the Hotel Plant, there was, I think it was a room for, like, 5.
Yeah.
Right? And then there was a room for 2 in, like, it was all on the top floor all together, and everybody was in the room for 5 during the day, and at one point, like, I think it was when we'd done mushrooms, we decided to go out that night when we were all kind of coming down, and it was just a fucking shit show, but it was we got split up into 2 groups, and we were like, oh, we're gonna meet at this church because there's some kind of rave going on at the church, so we meet there. And like me, Joey and Coffee were at the church and we couldn't find the rest of our gang. So then we were like, okay, what are we going to do? Like, ended up in like some country and western bar. And I was like, we're all going to roll joints. Like, oh, we've no skins or something, you know, yeah. all this sort of stuff. We ended up, but it was like, who can stay out the longest almost then? It was like, well, we're not going back before those three lads. You know, we have to have a better night than
us. They're not going to have a better night than us.
And then we stayed out. We went to a club, yeah. Like passed through a metal detector going to a club. Jesus. And all, drinking vodka Red Bull.
That's a sign
and
then, to turn around right there.
I know, like, but then we went back to the room. So we went back to the room at 1 o'clock and the three lads are tucked up in bed. Apparently they came home after half an hour because some guy hit Brian with his forearm for some reason. I don't know. I can't really remember.
Oh my God.
It was
God. Just
some guy, but that was a joke that you'd run into the ground. But I remember staying up till 6 a.m, just like rolling joints, sitting at the table.
Yeah.
You know, at one point there was like, oh, you know, do you remember that from Vanilla soundtrack? Vanilla Sky soundtrack that was like Z-U-L-U. That's the word to say. Zulu.
Skip that one every time.
It's a dance. It's a dance track. But I had it on my iRiver. That was the MP3 player I had at the time. And we were playing it. And that just came on. And then like somebody like knocked off the lights. And we all started like raving. But we all had like joints in our mouths. So you could just see like the light of the joint. And we're all like raving. Like,
I know.
Then I think of when we went, say, post me living in Australia, yeah. And it's literally like 8 o'clock at night, like, oh, yeah. time to turn in, like,
yeah.
Buy a load of stuff from the shops, go home, smoke.
That was literally like, I was so happy to keep doing that. Like, we go out during the day. We get a load of food or whatever we need and we just go back and listen to stuff and watch stuff. Like, I really didn't want to socialize too much if I'm smoking or doing mushrooms or anything like that.
No. Well, especially with the mushrooms, it was like, okay, we go out, have, maybe get a bite to eat.
Yeah, you're planning your day around it. Like,
go smoke a joint and then get the mushrooms and be home by 4.
Yeah.
And you're in for the night. Like, you have stuff there, pizza or whatever that there to like kind of just, you know, chill out or whatever like that.
Mango,
like,
and pineapple never taste so good.
Oh my God. I remember because we were playing Scrabble. I was like, I don't know what we were listening to, but I was like, I think we need to change up the music, like you say, you know, get a bit of different mood going.
And I remember when you changed it, like, I didn't even think, like, you know, when you're on mushrooms, you're like, it's like, oh, this is just what we're listening to. Like, like, you would never think, oh, I'm going to change this song. Like, this is just my life. Is this song now? This is my mood. And then someone changed it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I have complete control over everything here.
I remember putting it on. It was Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago.
I remember even saying it to you, like, yeah, it's Terry.
Yeah. And I was like, think of it now, Cantwell. You're driving down the highway. You're here. What is the fucking song called? 25 to 6 or 4 or something like that is the name of the song. But I was just like,
don't know what it was then.
Like, really, like, and like, I just remember, like, oh, up energy, like,
it completely. And then like, the music really does affect your mood.
The next song on it was If You Leave Me Now, and I was like, Cantwell, this is what your brain is saying to you right there. And you're like, oh no.
That was a good one though. I liked that place. That was probably my favourite accommodation that we stayed.
Yeah, definitely. I did like the Hotel Bima, I have to say. The first place we stayed.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Where it was like 4 beds and a table in the middle, and it's kind of all you needed.
Yeah, that was perfect actually.
Like, yeah, I would love to organize a trip again, like maybe when all this shite is over, like, just because if anything, this has kind of reminded me of like, you really need to make the most of like being with people, I guess.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know, because it's just,
you just never know.
No, but like, yeah, I'm trying to think, like, I've never done like in acid or anything like that.
I haven't done acid, no.
What have you done, Andy?
I've done some of the harder stuff, but not.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Cocaine is horrible.
It's a hell of a drug. Huh?
It's a hell of a drug. Cocaine. You know what I never understood, right? Because like you would take, and for one, I'm not necessarily, I'm definitely advocating the use of any of these hard drugs. But if it grows in the ground, it's probably fine.
That's my whole motto. Yeah,
no pills, no powders.
I don't like the chemical aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though I know there's chemicals sprayed on weed or whatever. But
I remember I went through a phase of like a year or so, and I remember thinking like you'd have like one ecstasy pill, say, or you'd have a bit of MDMA or whatever, which is like, you know, the same thing or similar. And like, that would have you feeling unreal for like 5 hours, and it'd be like a fiver for a pill. And it's like, yeah, coke costs like £100 for a tiny bit, and you have to keep doing it every 10 minutes if you want to. Ugh. Unless you want to feel
keep up
every, like, 10 minutes. I'm like, am I having a good time? Am I having a good time? I'm not sure if I'm having a good time. Maybe I should do another one. Yeah, I should definitely do another one. And I'm just like, it's just horrible. Whereas that, with like, if like, when I never understood, like, why is this so expensive and this much, well, I don't want to say much better stuff, but if, as far as effect goes, it's like, why is this so cheap? You know what I mean? Now this is I should point out, in my very, very early 20s. I haven't touched it since.
I remember, just because you were saying MDMA, I'm not going to name the friend, but we were out and we were all going to see Stop Making Sense.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't partaking in this, but it was like, and I wasn't even smoking at the time. I was kind of wishing I had a joint.
Yeah.
At the time, just, but they were like, he went to the bathroom, and then it was like, he came back, he's like, to another friend, and gave him back the bag, and he was like, that's not coke. And I was like, no, it's MDMA. He's like, righto, might be in a bit of trouble. And then it was like, when we were sitting in the cinema, because like, it stopped making sense. You're all sitting there at the start, yeah, and then by the end, everybody is up dancing in front of the screen.
Yeah,
you know. But like, I remember he was sitting like close to me, and I was like, I just turned around to him about two songs in. I was like, hey, bleep that.
I'll bleep that out.
I was like, buckle up, buddy. And he was just like, he looked at me like, oh no.
Is that the same thing that we watched when we did the mushrooms at the time? See, that's turned me off Talking Heads forever. Because,
oh man, that's the best.
I was having
best
a bad trip the whole time. It's like, every time I hear Talking Heads on the radio, I'm like, ugh.
Best concert movie you'll ever see.
Better than The Last Waltz.
No, yeah. 100% better. Okay. 100% better.
Okay.
And I love the band, you know me.
Yeah. But yeah, with the harder stuff, I would never in a million years touch it now. When you get to the chemical stuff and snorting,
I always imagine it's like, it leaves a really, like, your throat or something, like you're like, ah.
Yeah, like it's just not, like, you know, it's not for me. But I mean, it was, you know.
I'd love to get like a nice bit of squidgy. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of squeegee hash. Like, it was really good.
You'd better look finding concentrated dark matter than finding that these days.
But that's the thing, you can't actually get hash in Ireland anymore. No. Really, like, you know, it's all grass.
You know what, the one thing I just remember when I was thinking,
pollen. Remember pollen?
Yeah, twice as much as so far. that's all I remember. But
that's true. Yeah.
I remember just used to have to go. Having to go to dealers to get it was such a fucking, I mean, you know my, like I don't,
you have some more stories.
I don't know, like, what it is about these guys that they just, like, there's one guy, I won't name the names, but like, every time I went there, there was something going on. You know what I mean? Whether he had his, like, and he terrified me as well, this guy, right?
I've never met this guy, I've never seen this guy.
That's funny,
know,
just to hear from my tales.
And like, I know from like another mutual friend of ours, like.
But every time I go down, and it would just be complete madness, like, in the house, and I'm like, and it's literally, it's you can tell Seth Rogen sort of was taken from experience. Like, do you remember in Pineapple Express where he goes to James Franco and he's getting sorted, he's like, and that's the weed in the bag, okay, great, you know. And they always want to sort of hang around, or it's like, or he used to always be like, text me when you get home and let me know what you think of that, or call me when you get home and let me, like, absolutely not. That's think of an excuse every time. Like, and then there was one time, like, the guy was in jail and he's calling me from jail. I hear there's like a porno.
Your only phone call.
There's a porno on in the background. Like, I just hear him moaning in the background. And he's like, so what's up? And all this. And I'm like, what is he getting out of this? Like, I'm like a deer in headlights on the phone. I'm giving him nothing. I'm absolutely, like, I don't know what it is about this person that, like, wants to be my friend, but, like, I'm really not giving anything.
You got one of those faces, man.
That,
it's so, the glasses.
Like, this guy could have murdered me in 10 seconds at any point. Yeah. And I was constantly on edge just waiting, because he was the sort of type who would just, like, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, just turn around and just start beating the shit out of you and be like, oh, sorry about that.
But it was like, but that was the thing, because there was nowhere else to get it, really. Like, you know, like, it was just like, it's so ridiculous. That's why he used to have to go.
Exactly, there, like, you know. Just you know. Like, I mean, obviously, if you may have guessed, we would be proponents for legalizing it. Just, 100%. I mean, for I mean,
you should decriminalize.
You don't even need to explain the reasons why, because everyone knows why it should be, and everyone who has sense thinks that it should be. You know what I mean?
Like, you've there's just been this huge black market created, for it. Like, and it's, you know, it's deemed an essential service, like, in many countries during this pandemic. Sure, like, so yeah.
But yes, I mean, I think it'll happen in my lifetime.
Yeah, it'd be good. Like, I would love, like, they're getting there, like, with the oils and stuff like that. Yeah, like, that are
bringing
kind
in
of,
the,
you know,
CBD stuff. Like,
I'm thinking that I want to sort of get into edibles a bit more.
Ooh.
like. You know,
I like it.
Just like the idea of, like, having a bunch of gummies here and, like,
yeah,
popping a couple on a Saturday night or something and just chilling out, like, for a few hours. Yeah, yeah. You know,
that was the thing. I remember the edibles would just be completely different. It'd be,
yeah, it's a different high completely. Like,
and it's just constantly, how many people have the same story of, like, oh, nothing was happening, so then we did another one, and then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, I don't know, I mean, what more I can say about my stance on it, but I would definitely, obviously, be in favour of that. I don't know why I can't talk anymore. But yeah, some absolutely, like, I was thinking back, some this of my favourite moments, like, as a kid, like, obviously biggest laughs, but just, you know, like, in your gaff.
Not even as, like, your early 20s. Like, there's loads we haven't even touched on in terms of, like, when we both used to work in a shop and, like, we were both on a day off. Like, I'd go down to your house in Clontarf because I was still living with my mum. And I'd be like, go down to your house, and we'd spend the afternoon, like, getting high, playing listening to Beatles rock band. Beatles, playing Beatles rock band.
We did, like, that every, you know, week. Like, that was like a ritual. Oh, like, that was great.
It was like band practice. Yeah. Like, you know,
my,
like,
foot's killing me from last week.
Yeah,
like, we're doing it unheard.
Yeah, I don't want to do it unheard. Terry, you're doing it unheard.
But yeah, like, just that, it was a whole, like, it seems like a whole lifetime ago that was, you know, like, you just had the sort of freedom just to do that. Like, oh, we're both off. Like, oh, great, I'll come down and we'll spend the whole day smoking and playing games and all that sort of stuff.
Like, yeah, or, like, playing, like, WarioWare, man, when we were, like, oh, WarioWare, like, super hot. Like, my parents, obviously,
was made for each other. Or Mario Party, any of those sort of games. Yeah. My God.
Like, my parents obviously knew what was going on. They must have, because, like, to come home, we'd all be, like, you know, play it cool, watching TV or whatever, and then, like, they go to bed. There's probably fucking loads of noise coming from the room downstairs, like,
But like, just some of the times I've just been there, and, like, your mum or dad coming back. And I remember I barely knew you. I remember, and your dad came in, and you're like, he was like, "I told you about leaving that light on or whatever like that." And I thought, like, "Oh shit!" Like, Terry's getting given out to it, and you're like, "Hey, come here, go fuck yourself." I was like, God, it's gonna kick off.
I feel terrible about that. I feel terrible about that now.
He laughed and all. He thought it was funny.
He laughed and all. But
I thought shit was,
made a right mug out of him, didn't I? Like,
I'm sure he took it in good fun.
I didn't know, because I think I did it again when I was locked, and, like, I think
a
locked
is a different energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, because my mom was saying to me the next day, "Your father's very upset with you." I was like, "What?" And he's like, "He said you told him to go fuck himself last night." And I was like, "I was joking." She's like, "Well, he's upset." And it was very much like this sloppy, like, "Hey, go fuck yourself."
Like, it's a different energy altogether.
Yeah, completely. Like,
oh, well, look, great days, Terry.
Absolutely, like.
But
I thoroughly enjoyed this. Sure, you know what? In the maybe we'll have a Patreon episode on location in the next year or so.
Yes,
huh?
Yeah. I heard
you pay us to go away.
Yeah. We're saving all the Patreon money, putting everything on red, and then and then we're living the high life. Anyway, I hope this was in some way interesting or entertaining for those who weren't there.
We enjoyed talking about it. Yeah, we enjoyed talking about it. So hopefully you did too.
Yeah,
I will say actually, when I was living before we wrap up, like I was still smoking weed in Australia for a good period, and I remember first of all the joint of choice used to be the three big skins.
Oh yeah,
so it'd be like a big, huge fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, it's just not enjoyable. Yeah, no, like, that's the whole.
No, it passed it between two of us though. Like, and then it's that would be it for the evening. Might have a small one between us before bed or something like that. But I remember, like, it was my birthday, and people are like, "Oh, we're going out. Like, are we meeting on the Saturday night?" And I hadn't really been committing to it or anything like that. And there was this girl that I'd hooked up with, and she. It turned out that she had kind of organized something for me, like a little like night out or whatever. And like I stayed home and got really high with my roommate Mark. And then it was like we kept saying it was like in The Simpsons. It was like, "Where's Terry? Like I got a cake for him right here. Like I pickled the figs myself."
Oh, I know.
So you know, I will say it. If you do it too much, it makes you very unproductive.
Very, but, yes.
Nice balance. Nice balance. To be found. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, once you're above consenting age.
Yes, of course.
But you got to say that, ain't you? Anyway, listen. Thanks very much for listening to this.
Thanks for all this. Thanks for supporting the Patreon. Like I say, if you guys have any topics you'd like us to cover, please hit us up with an email.
Yeah, they can be as wholesome or non-wholesome as you like.
I mean, if you want us to cover the Care Bears or something.
You know what
like
I'd
that,
like to
know?
Do.
Yeah,
I'd like to do something musical. Not a musical. No, stop it. Lower those eyebrows.
What's so great about musicals?
And the other one.
We pick four musicals each.
Well, I was going to go a complete different direction. I was going to say we should just go and because we did like I'd like to do one where you send me a playlist or we go like.
Got
favorite
it. No problem.
Rap albums or you know a few little.
I'll send you a playlist.
Don't put
okay?
Divine Comedy on it.
Oh no! That,
have a theme of certain music that I'm not a fan.
I've got it already.
Okay.
Hope you're a fan of comedy.
No comedy. No novelty music, please.
Oh, what?
What's so great about novelty music? That's the episode. Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, yes. We will see you all next week on the schedule. We've got Thor: The Dark World dropping on your Patreon feed. And on our Simpsons one on Put It in H, it is Round Springfield.
Oh yes, coming to the end of season 6.
Bleeding Gums. Yes. So until then, stay safe, everybody, and
bon appetit.
There we go. Got a catchphrase yet?
Bye.